Missionaries get to go really far away and talk to really cool people.
Well, that is really cool. Just make sure if you want to be a missionary far away, you should start right here at home. Are you interested in being a missionary one day? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. If you're interested in taking the gospel to a faraway place someday, that's great. But in the meantime, are you telling people about Jesus right here, right now? Maybe you've passed up opportunities to serve at your church, like in Sunday school or vacation Bible school, because you feel like you wouldn't know what to say. Well, if you don't want to tell people about Jesus here, how will you do it in another country? That's what our story is about today, and it's entitled 2020 Vision. We had a missionary speaker visit our class today, Charlotte told her mother after church one Sunday. I think missionaries have such exciting lives, traveling far away to tell people about Jesus who have never heard about him before. That's so cool. Maybe I'll be a missionary someday. Later that afternoon, Mom got a text from the children's director at church. Charlotte, Mom said, Mrs. Fisher is wondering if you could help with vacation Bible school at church this week. Charlotte frowned. Do I have to? I don't think I'd be much help. I wouldn't know what to say to those kids. Mom was quiet for a moment before she responded. Charlotte, do you remember what the optometrist said when you had your eye examination a week ago? Sure, said Charlotte, wondering why Mom was asking about that. He said I have 20/20 vision, which means I have perfect eyesight. At 20 feet, I can see exactly what my eyes are supposed to see from that distance. Right, said Mom. I'm glad you have 20/20 vision in your eyes, but when it comes to your missionary vision, it seems you're a little farsighted. A person whose eyes are farsighted can see things in the distance, but they can't see objects up close very well. Mom pulled out a chair from the table and sat down. You are excited about the idea of someday going far away to tell people about Jesus, but you don't seem very interested in reaching out to people in your own neighborhood right now. But that's not how God sees it. He sees and loves people everywhere in the world, including the people right here. Through the Holy Spirit, He gives us the ability to share His love with those who need to hear about Jesus right now. He may lead you to another country to be a missionary someday, but today He has you right where He wants you. With His help, you can start sharing the good news of Jesus with people here and now. Charlotte was startled. I guess you're right. She thought it over, then nodded. I'll help Mrs. Fisher with vacation Bible school. So what about you? Do you often think about what God might lead you to do in the future? Are you eager to help others and share God's love with them in an exciting way? That's great, but you don't have to wait to share God's love and point people to Jesus. You can do that right where you are, right now. Ask God to open your spiritual eyes to see those who need the love of Jesus here and now. And then trust Him to use you right where you are. Our key verse is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 35.
Lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest.
And our key thought today, share God's love here and now.
Can animals go to heaven?
God never said specifically that animals have souls like humans do. Only humans are made in God's image, and that makes us special. But I do know there will be animals in heaven because the Bible says so. Isaiah chapter 11 and chapter 65 both say that animals will be part of eternity, but it doesn't say if they'll be our pets or not. I hope that answers your question. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.